Might as well.
Okay.
So, welcome to the Highmark Charter School Board of Directors meeting. We are at anchor location at the school, which is 2467 Southeast Weber something South Weber Drive.
Is now in the conference.
I'm here. I'm Richard Bigler.
I'm Lori Drake.
Rory, you can.
Blake Peterson.
Sean Melkey.
Beautiful. And Crystal, oh. You're here with us, right?
Yes, thank you. Crystal Taylor.
Okay, so from the agenda, I see we have a couple of things to do. Let's talk about the tuition reimbursement first. Sean, you want to tell us what's going on then?
Yeah, this is for Kristen Marburger. She is our facts teacher, our college and career awareness teacher, food and nutrition. And so she, to be highly qualified, she needed to go back and grab an endorsement. So that's something she did over the summer. She was on an LEA specific license last year, but now she's highly qualified. So she's actually all done with her schooling. So she's just asking for a tuition reimbursement for the classes that she took over the summer. And this would be a one-time thing.
Okay.
Is this all the credentials that she needs then, Sean, for that LEA?
Yeah, so she is not on LEA specific license anymore. She is now highly qualified.
Okay. Does anybody else have questions?
I don't have any questions, Blake.
No questions. I think it's great that she got her certification and stuff, though.
Yes, absolutely. She's a go-getter, and so she wanted to get this done, and she got it done right away. So.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve this?
Do we know what the cost is? What the dollar amount is for the motion?
You don't have to list it in the motion, but I can tell you what it is in the agreement here. Maybe I don't have the final cost in the document that I have. But you don't have to state an amount but we do have the signed agreement that Sean and Kristen have both signed. I can look up and see if I do have the dollar amount, unless Sean, you know off the top of your head.
I don't. I'm seeing if I can look it up really quick if I have it on here.
Let's see.
And then where she got the credentials to take the classes.
I know I had to send in the receipts and the transcripts to HR, so I know they have them. I'm having a hard time finding them off the top of my...
I do have this agreement that you have in your packet that she's signed, and then payroll will keep this on file as well. Okay, I found it. It's from Weber State University, WSU, $1,258.79.
Well, that was just one class. Wow. Okay, if that's all she needed, that's awesome.
Yep, she doesn't need any more endorsements, so she is good to go.
Okay.
Do you want to talk, Sean, about the calendar? They can do it in one motion together.
Oh, yeah. What about the calendar, Sean?
Yeah, so the calendar, it looks a lot like it did last year. We will be starting on August 14th. Davis School District, at their last board meeting a couple weeks ago, approved their rough draft calendar. Davis School District is starting on August 15th, so we're starting one day before them. Their fall break is aligned to ours, their Christmas break is aligned to ours, and their spring break is aligned to ours. Really, the only difference by looking at our calendar that you might notice is there's a professional development day on May 27th, the day after Memorial Day. I guess I got this idea from Quest. They like to have a professional development day kind of after school wraps up, just to come back together, just kind of review everything they did for the school year and things looking ahead. But honestly, other than that, our calendar looks pretty identical to it does this year. A couple of years ago, our teachers voted to take our breaks in large chunks. So like a week for fall break, a week for Thanksgiving, two for Christmas, and a week for spring break. And so everyone has liked that setup so far. And so we plan on kind of continuing with that same type of calendar.
Sounds good. I took a look at the calendar. I thought it looked great.
What's the last day of James County Schools?
Their last day next year is going to be May 22nd. Our last day is going to be May 23rd. So Davis School District, they have not switched to taking a full week off for fall break. So they start a day later and they end a day earlier. And so we kind of get those days on fall break instead, where Davis School District normally only takes 2, maybe 3 days max for their fall break.
Okay.
So that's really
and
the only
thing. And it's on every button. Oh,
sorry. Anybody have any other questions or comments or anything?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the amount of reimbursement for tuition for the teacher who took the class whose name is escaping me and I can't find it in front of me right now, and also the calendar for next year.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. Richard Bigler.
Aye, Lori Drake.
Hi, Rory Utena.
Hi, Blake Peterson.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
And that's good. It doesn't look like there's anything else on the agenda, so I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. All in favor? Oh, sorry, we need a second.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your help.
Thanks, everyone. See ya. Thank you.